My name is Anouk Millet, and I am on the phone with Kristen Perry and Juliana Duholky. They are both part of the sitting that's happening today in Montreal. They're both are at the Mulcair office, but Kristen Perry was part of the sitting at the Mulcair office, and Juliana Duholky was at Justin Trudeau's office. Thank you for being here, both of you.
Thank you.
First of all, could one of you explain a little bit more why this is happening?
Right. So right now, from our politicians, we're seeing maybe some commitments for climate, but none of them are aligned with the science right now. And the science is saying that we definitely need to keep at least 80% of fossil fuels in the ground. In Canada, that number actually for the tar sands is even higher. 85% of the tar sands need to stay unburned at least if we want to keep the climate to basically a livable temperature for us. Mm-hmm. And so today we're here calling on our politicians here in Mulcair's office and actually also in four other MP offices across the nation, mm-hmm. To ask that they take stronger climate action that's aligned with the science by committing to freezing tar sand expansion. So we actually have a letter that we're asking to sign on to. If you'd like, I could just read out our main demand to you.
Great.
So we want our MPs to commit to bringing forward policies before the election this October that would freeze tar sand expansion and develop a plan for Canada to transition to a clean, renewable economy based on the scientific consensus of climate change in Canada's fair share of the global carbon budget. So that's the demand that's being brought forward to our MPs in all of the offices that are having sit-ins right now, and that's what we're asking for today.
Can you tell me a bit more about who is participating at this action?
Absolutely. So we are a coalition of youth. A lot of us have been doing a lot of other climate organizing in the past. So we have people from Divest McGill, Divest Concordia, and Climate Justice Montreal here. But a lot of us, some of us are students, some of us are not students. We're all youth here, however, that have come together for ourselves and for our fellow youth, basically, to bring forward this climate action plan. And we're hoping that we'll be able to get our MPs to sign on. But we're really a coalition of youth that's working together along with people across the nation to call on our politicians to take stronger climate action by committing to ending tar sands expansion.
How is it going so far? How are the sit-ins going?
Well, we've been here since about 1, so it's almost 3 hours. Maybe Juliana wants to talk a little bit about the Trudeau action earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we arrived at the Trudeau office around the same time as they arrived at Mulcair's office, around 1 o'clock, and we rang the doorbell and someone was inside and they saw us but chose to not open the door. So we were pretty disappointed that they wouldn't even open the door to talk to us or find out why we were there. So once it became clear they were unwilling to even engage with us or acknowledge that we were there, we headed over to Mulcair office. So it wasn't our original plan, but we're pretty excited to be double the forces now here and sitting in solidarity with them here.
Mm-hmm. Could you draw a bit of a picture of what is or how does it look like and what is happening? What have you guys been doing for the past 3 hours?
Right. So it's a very peaceful sit-in. Like we said, we were able to come in pretty easily. We're just here sitting in the hallway, essentially. We're not really blocking anything. We're making sure people can still walk around.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's very calm right now. We've been interacting a lot with the office people here. And we were hoping to be able to get on the phone with Mulcair or hear back from him because we have actually had our letter sent to him. We provided a digital copy so it could be emailed to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not heard back yet. The office, however, has said that they are not going to be signing on to the letter today. And they do not seem to be trying to contact him with any strong effort right now. And so one of our priorities right now is getting in contact directly with Mr. Mulcair to bring our demands forward and give him the opportunity really to take leadership and be the first person as a politician and a party to be taking strong climate action that's in line with the science and the idea that we need to keep the majority of the tar sands underground.
How long are you guys planning on staying there until you get the results that you want?
Right, so our ask right now is that Mr. Mulcair would be signing on to our letter and committing to bringing forward policies that would freeze tar sands expansion. We really want our voices to be heard on this, and we really want to give the NDP and also the offices that are being occupied their MPs as well. It's not just NDP, it's also Liberal and Conservative offices. We want to give our leaders a chance to take leadership on climate, and so we're planning to stay here until we feel that they have done that.
We really feel that this is an issue that particularly youth care about, and we know that if the youth turnout is there, they can decide this next election, and we feel the turnout absolutely will be there if some commits to policies that actually reflect climate science.
Do you have any more information that you would want to share with us?
I guess just noting that there's multiple offices, MP offices across Canada having sit-ins right now. It's not just in Montreal. Yeah. And that we really feel that our demand is quite simple, considering we're just asking them to respect the science on climate. And we're not really going beyond the simple issue of tar sands expansion and the need to commit to stopping that.
Can you maybe explain why tar sands in particular?
Right. So, yeah, so tar sands are particularly a Canadian issue. We've had many pipeline proposals come up, such as Enbridge East Energy East. And it's really been the recent struggle for climate activists in Canada. And the science has just been so clear on tar sands. Recently, 110 North American scientists and researchers came out and called for a moratorium on tar sands expansion. So we really feel that now is the time to call for an end to tar sands expansion, and especially in Canada.
Very well. I know there are other events planned for the next few days. Can you tell me a bit
Absolutely.
More about that?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked about that. Right. So this is launching actually a weekend of climate action. So we have sit-ins across the country today calling for political leadership. Tomorrow, communities along pipelines across the country will be standing up for the right to clean water and a healthy environment. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be doing a variety of actions all across Canada. And then on the 5th, there's going to be a culminating march in Toronto, a march for jobs, justice, and climate, which is bringing together a collection of actors from across the spectrum, people from unions, youth, just a lot of different individuals are coming together to show our politicians, to show our communities that we really do feel strongly that climate action needs to be taken. It needs to be taken now.
Thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.